So, this is Vibe Drop episode 140, the final Vibe Drop of 2020. And on this episode, we're going to talk about some of the buffoonery that I've noticed in the tech space, in the tech world, I should say, not the tech space, in the tech world here in the year of 2020. And in a year which is full of buffoonery, there have definitely been some things that happened in the tech world that just got me scratching my head, make me wonder what's going on, this, that, and the other. But this is Vibe Drop, it's episode 140, and it starts now. What's up, people? This your boy, Viper, the man about tech, and welcome back to another episode of Vibe Drive. This is the podcast about tech, hosted by the man about tech. And as I just alluded to in my introduction, this will be the final Vibe Drop of 2020. And then on this particular episode, we're going to discuss some of the buffoonery in the tech space here in 2020. And I might get a little bit emotional at the end of the podcast when I go through and thank the list of people I need to thank for making this podcast something truly magnificent here in 2020. But before we get to the mushy stuff, we are going to talk about the buffoonery that has been happening in the tech world, the tech bank, whatever. So sit back, relax, get your popcorn ready, sit in your best seat, put your best headphone on, and let your boy Viper take you through some of the tech buffoonery that I've noticed here in 2020. So what do you mean, Viper, when you say tech buffoonery? What I mean, if you're not familiar, is that just crazy, silly stuff that is going on in the tech space that just shouldn't be happening, or things that just don't make no sense. Just silly stuff that makes no sense, that just shouldn't happen, but it's been happening anyway in 2020, which it's been a whole year of that, but I'm talking about specifically in the tech space. So the number one thing I want to talk about today, well, not the one thing, but the first thing I want to talk about as far as tech buffoonery is these things I have in my hand here. So, for those of y'all listening on audio only, I'm holding in my hand two controllers, two video game controllers. In my left hand, I have the PlayStation 5 DualSense controller. In my right hand, I have the Xbox Elite Series 2 controller. This is the first bit of buffoonery I want to touch on in the podcast. Now, you're like, Viper, you're holding controllers. What is buffoonery about controllers? Oh boy. Let me count the ways. Cut. The reason why this is buffoonery is because there are people actively trying to compare the PlayStation DualSense to the Xbox Elite Series 2 controller. Why? Why are you doing that? Why? They are not comparable. They are not one and the same. You can't compare them. Now you're like, Viper, why can't you compare them? Simple. The PlayStation DualSense controller actually comes with the PlayStation 5, whereas the Xbox Elite Series 2 controller does not come with any of the next generation Xboxes. It is a $200 add-on. So why in the Blue Monkey Simple are creators and journalists out there comparing a $200 add-on to a controller that comes standard in the box with the PS5? I don't understand this stuff. This is the first piece of buffoonery that has me just mind blown. We are comparing an add-on to something that comes in the box standard. You cannot compare an add-on to a standard. Camera, come back to me. The camera's going out of focus. I don't know why. I'm making too many movements, I guess, but the camera is back. But you cannot compare one to the other. It's like literally trying to compare apples to oranges. You can't do it. It's not a straight-up comparison. Now, if we want to get more in the weeds about this, obviously the PS5 DualSense has special technology. It has special haptic technology in it, which allows it to simulate like actual environments in video games. The best example I like to use is when I was playing Call of Duty Cold War on my PlayStation 5, I was riding a train. The DualSense controller was able to literally simulate the feeling of being on a moving train. That is buffoonery. There is no other controller. Well, it's not buffoonery, but that's the incredible technology. But there is no other controller on the planet that can simulate that type of environment like the PlayStation DualSense controller can. The Xbox Series Elite controller does have haptic feedback, but it is not able to simulate actual like experiences like the PlayStation DualSense can. Now, as I've said before, if you're asking me to compare both controllers, which one I prefer gaming with, I actually prefer gaming with the Elite Series 2. It just feels better in my hand. You can customize and the things like that. You can't do all that customization with the DualSense on the PS5. But the DualSense controller for the PS5 is more technologically advanced, per se, than the Xbox Elite Series 2, just because it is able to simulate real-world experiences in video game form. I know, it's a little crazy. I sound like a damn nerd, but it's okay. I am kind of a nerd. I do have a degree in physics, so I can nerd out a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. You got one controller that can simulate riding a train, and then, like in other games, it has adaptive triggers, the DualSense, that is. It can jam your gun and different things like that. You can't do that on the Elite Series 2. But again, it is not apple to apple. You cannot compare the Elite Series 2 to the PlayStation DualSense because the Elite Series 2 does not come in the box with the Xbox Series S or X. It does not come in the box. And because it does not come in the box, people, you can't compare them. So please stop with the buffoonery trying to compare an accessory to a standard that comes in the box with the PS5. The PlayStation 5, the PlayStation 5, whatever. If I can use my words and my verb correctly, that'd be great. But you cannot compare the two. It is literally impossible. It's not happening. You cannot compare something that costs $200 extra to something that comes standard with the PlayStation 5 digital or disc edition. The DualSense controller literally comes in the box on the PlayStation 5. So I'm going to need y'all to shush, quiet, be quiet, zip it. Trying to compare apples to oranges. You can't compare apples to oranges. Please stop. We are, 10 minutes into the podcast, and that is just one of four things I want to touch on today. But before I go any further, shout out to those of y'all that are listening on audio only. Thank you for listening to another episode of Vibe Drop. I appreciate you guys supporting your boy each and every time I drop a new episode of the podcast on the audio airwaves. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would like to support or contribute to the podcast, there should be a Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. Nothing will require, but whatever you are willing to contribute, greatly, greatly appreciate it. But if you are wanting to donate or support, there is a Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes for you to do that. However, the big thing for those of y'all listening on audio, if you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving a rating or review as to help more people discover the show, eventually try to get back to the top 200 of tech podcasts on Apple Podcasts. So if you are listening on audio and you are listening via Apple Podcasts, please leave that rating or review. It will greatly help me a lot. So thank you guys for listening to another episode of Vibe Drive on the audio airway. Now, with all of that station identification stuff out of the way, like I said, for those of y'all just arriving, I am touching on things that kind of made me scratch my head out. Did not make sense that happened in the tech world in 2020. I already covered the first thing, which is people comparing the Xbox Series Elite 2 to the DualSense. You can't compare them. One comes in the box. The other does not come in the box. So because both of them do not come in the box with the console, you can't compare them. Not to mention one is like $100-some-odd more than the other, but hey, you can't compare them. They are two separate entities. Stop trying to compare them. It's absolute buffoonery that y'all are comparing these two. You cannot compare them. Please stop. It's annoying. Now, the number two thing I want to touch on that happened in the space as far as buffoonery. Actually, you know what? Let's keep it in the video game space. Whoa, boy. Oh, boy. There's so many layers to this next story. It would not be a buffoonery podcast if I did not cover the debacle that was the Cyberpunk 2077 release to consoles and PC this year. So, I see you know since guessed it. December 9th, 2020, Cyberpunk 2077 was released. It was released on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Xbox One X, Series S, PlayStation 5, and PC. I mean, I think all of Tell, like and Steam and other Steam Stadia, all together, Cyberpunk was released on 9 different platforms. This game was in development since 2016. It was initially announced in 2012. So the game was announced 8 years ago. They started the development production in 2016, this, that, and the other. And oh my God, you want to talk about the most unready game of all time to be released to mass production. My Lord, there is no game, and I mean no game, that has had as many bugs as Cyberpunk 2077. No matter what platform you're playing on, this game has experienced bug after bug after bug. Now, for a point of order and reference, I, the man about tech, am playing Cyberpunk 2077 on the next generation Xbox Series X. Now, while my experience has been mostly okay for the most part, I have experienced some bugs that have just made me scratch my head. chief among them being like character disappearing, popping, dialogue boxing that never go away. They stay on screen when you're trying to like drop around and you can't see stuff because the damn dialogue box will not go away. Just different graphical glitches and things like that, which I have encountered playing on an Xbox Series X. But I understand that there are much bigger things going on with this game if you are playing on an Xbox One or a PS4. I mean, things got so bad for Cyberpunk that Sony literally pulled the game out of their digital store. Yanked it! I mean, damn! Have you ever seen a video game get yanked out of a store like that? I don't know if I have, but Cyberpunk literally got yanked out of Sony's store. Sony actually agreed to issue refunds for Cyberpunk because of all of the complaints. Microsoft also agreed to issue refunds because of all of the complaints about Cyberpunk 2077. This is one of the biggest gripes of tech buffoonery I have ever seen in my 40 years of existence. I have never seen a game be received this badly, come out this buggy. Now, I have railed before about internet gaming and gaming in the internet age, about how developers, a lot of times, they will release half-baked products on the problems of patching them at a later date, blah, 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 blah. But damn that! You cannot release a game this buggy, this unfinished. It's not even half-baked. It's like a quarter-baked. Cyberpunk is not even half-baked. To call Cyberpunk half-baked would be a compliment. It is literally quarter-baked. It is that bad. And my God, this game has actually made mainstream headline news across the globe for how bad it is and how buggy it is. It is estimated that the Cyberpunk, or the, not Cyberpunk, but the CD Projekt Red, the developers of Cyberpunk 2077, their stock value took an estimated $1 billion hit because this game is so bad and they've had so much bad press about this game. Their stock value took a $1 billion hit because the game is so messed up. Oh my Lord. I mean, good Lord. We know they pushed it out because of stockholders and things like that. I think the developers, if they had the choice, they would have pushed it back later. But, you know, the shareholders, they want to get that money. They want that money now. But damn, how much money did it cost you? Now, it's been reported that Cyberpunk got like 13 million pre-orders and things like that, even after the bugs or whatever. I don't know. But damn, I mean, their reputation is going to take a nasty hit. I mean, the good thing for CD Projekt Red is that they have a reputation of patching up their games and things like that, because The Witcher 3, which was also made by CD Projekt Red, also came out buggy at release, according to a lot of people, but they actually were able to patch that up and fix it up over the year. But, I mean, Cyberpunk is one of the most anticipated video games of all time, and for them to release it in that state, they did themselves no favors, and it will be literally impossible for me to have a list of tech buffoonery if it did not include Cyberpunk 2077. The game is a mess. It is a hot mess. I mean, good Lord. I mean, the game is almost as bad as Wonder Woman 1984. Actually, the game might be worse than Wonder Woman 1984, and that's saying something, because Wonder Woman 1984 is bad. It's hot garbage, but I digress. So that was number two. Whew. Oh, boy, we drinking warm. We getting warmed up. So the third thing I want to talk about as far as tech buffoonery goes and things that are just irking me is the AirPod Max case. This has level. There are levels to this one. There are literally levels to this. On the first level, the case itself is terrible. It's not very protective. There are openings for the headphones to get dinged up and damaged. The headband isn't even protected. You have to use it to, you don't have to, but the only way to get these AirPod Max in a low power state is to put them in the case, or get it in a low power state immediately. The best thing is, because they have no on-off switch, they only can go into a low-power mode. And the only way to put them in a low-power mode immediately is to put them in a case. Now, if you leave them laying down for 5 minutes, then they will go into low-power mode. But if you want to put them in low-power mode immediately and not chew up battery, you have to put them in a case. So there's that. So that's the first level. The second level, which is a little bit more annoying to me being a creator, is all the creators bashing the case in their reviews, this, that, and the other. Like the case makes that much of a difference where how you experience using the headphones on your head. Newsflash, you don't need the case to use the damn headphones. Why are you harping on the case? And we talk about the experience of actually using the AirPod Max on your head. Does the case matter when you're wearing them on your head? No, it doesn't. Stop complaining about the case as it relates to actual headphone experience, because it has nothing to do with it. I mean, does the case control the audio quality? Does the case control transparency mode, active noise cancellation? Hey, Siri, does the case have anything to do with any of that stuff? No, but y'all keep complaining about it like the case that slapped your mama or something. What is wrong with you all? It is literally irrelevant. Once you take the headphones out of the case becomes irrelevant. Hell, when I take the headphones out of the house, I leave the case here. That's how relevant it is. I don't even need to take the case with me because they go into low power mode after 5 minutes of being off of your head anyway. So all of these reviews, all these people complaining about the case, like the case actually has some type of direct effect about how you actually use the headphone, is buffoonery. It literally doesn't matter. Once you take them out of the case is irrelevant. The case might as well be yesterday's garbage. Get out of here. You don't need it. Take them out the case. Game over. The headphones stand on their own without y'all constantly bashing the case like the case matters. The case literally does not matter once you take the headphones out. You don't even need to use the case with the headphones. Hell, you can practically throw the case away if you want to throw it away. You can literally throw it away. It doesn't matter. I mean, we got Waterfield. What is it? Waterfield Designs. They already made a second, third-party case. So you can buy a third-party case if you don't like Apple case. Who cares? But I am tired of the buffoonery of creators complaining about the AirPod Max case like it directly, like it insulted their family or something. Like the case kicked your doggy or something. It does not matter. You don't even have to use the damn case. It is literally irrelevant once you take the headphones out of the case. So, yes, the case sucks. We know the case sucks. The case is trash. We know it's trash. But it has nothing to do with the actual experience of wearing the damn headphone. It literally has nothing to do with wearing the headphones. It does not affect audio quality. It does not affect battery life. It doesn't affect anything. So, all you creators out there complaining about the AirPod Max case, okay, we feel you. It's terrible. But stop factoring that into your overall review of the headphones as far as the actual experience of using the headphones because it's literally irrelevant. Stop. It's ridiculous. Stop it. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Now, that was number three. Oh, this might be a short podcast. Because we're already on my last gripe of 2020 here. Hold on. Probably, this is probably good because this is probably the biggest piece of tech buffoonery in 2020. And we're staying with Apple for number four. Because Apple probably has had the biggest piece of tech buffoonery I've ever seen in my life at number four. And that is, for whatever reason, Apple, in their infinite wisdom, decided to ship iPhones without a charger in the box. Woo! Where do we start with this one? Oh, my Lord. Wow. The iPhone shipped without a charger in the box. This is very interesting to me. You know what? I don't even know if this would be as big of a story if Apple didn't try to justify it by saying that they are trying to be environmentally conscious and things like that. Now, I'm not refuting that Apple is environmentally conscious because they are. They've been environmentally conscious for over a decade, and so I understand that. But when you use that reasoning to justify removing the charger from the box of an iPhone, that's where we have a problem. The messaging is hypocritical, and worse, it's inconsistent. Okay, so you go on stage and you talk about being carbon neutral by 2030. You talk about removing the charger from all of your products moving forward, blah, 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 iPhones, iPad, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so your $700 iPhones this year do not come with a charger in the box. However, when I purchased my HomePod Mini, and pointed out by my good friend TechRant, when I purchased my $99 HomePod Mini, it does not come with a, it does come with a charger in the box. So the $99 HomePod Mini actually comes with a charger, but the $700 phone does not. But you're trying to be carbon neutral by 2030. I don't know how that makes sense. I don't know. Does that make sense to any of you all? That makes no sense to me. That literally makes no sense to me at all. I don't understand how the actual phone doesn't get a charger, but the HomePod Mini, the speaker, gets a charger in the box. The messaging is inconsistent. If you're going to go charger free, you got to do it across everything, okay? You just can't pick and choose what you want. Because it makes a lot less sense to all of us that you supply a charger with the HomePod Mini, but you don't with the actual iPhone. Using a charger is kind of essential with the iPhone. You need the charger to charge up your iPhone. And not only did you remove the charger from the box, you put a cable in there that is incompatible with most of the older chargers that we have lying around our houses. So most of us probably have the Lightning to USB-A cables lying around the house or whatever, or the Lightning to USB, let me rephrase that. Most of us have chargers in the house that use a Lightning to USB-A cable. But in the box with the new iPhone, that is not what you provide. You provide a Lightning to USB-C cable in the box for a brick that most of us don't even have in our house. If you have an Android phone or two, you might have that brick. But most people that are in the Apple ecosystem, unless they have a MacBook, they do not have a brick that supports Lightning to USB Type-C. So not only did you inconvenience us removing the charger, you didn't even give us the proper cable to use for the chargers that we do have. I said it before, and I will say it again. Not everybody has chargers laying around. What about the people that are buying an iPhone for the very first time? They have no extra chargers lying around. Now you give them an iPhone. Think about the people that got iPhone for Christmas or whatever, and they have no extra charger lying around. So they open up their iPhone 12 mini, 12, 12 Pro, 12 Pro Max, and they have no charger in the box. And they have no chargers lying around. So now they got a brand new phone on Christmas. They cannot charge because nothing, and I mean nothing, is open on Christmas Day. So if you have tech and you have something that you need but you don't have, you got to wait till the next day anyway. So even if, you know, I mean, so basically, if somebody got an iPhone and they don't have any extra chargers and they got it on Christmas, they literally cannot charge their iPhone until the next day at the earliest. And what if they really had to use their phone a lot and they need to charge it up on Christmas, but they couldn't do it because Apple didn't think it through to actually provide a charger in the box. But again, you will provide a charger for the HomePod Mini, which is so less essential than the iPhone, it just blows my mind. The messaging, the inconsistent messaging, it really hits home when we talk about this stuff. The HomePod Mini has a charger, but the iPhones do not. It just grinds my gears. And then they want to talk about being environmentally friendly and things like that. But you sell an extra charging brick on your website. So how is it environmentally friendly not to include it in the box with the iPhone, but yet you have a whole extra separate box for people to buy extra? How is that environmentally conscious? I mean, you're using more boxes. You're wasting more waste. If more waste, selling them additionally instead of including them in the box where they belong. Oh, my good boy. Ooh-wee. I just don't understand this one. And I know the Apple fanboy, the Apple sheep will try to white knight and defend this garbage, but you can't even defend this garbage because it's inconsistent and it's hypocritical. Okay. I'm not going to tell you that Apple doesn't care about the environment because that's naive. That's crazy, dog. But what I will say is that their messaging is inconsistent at best. And we all know why they did this. We all know. Only an ignorant fool doesn't understand why this move went down, why it took place. They want to save money. They want to add to their bottom line. That's all it is. That's all it is. Okay. I love Apple. I am the captain of Team Apple. I prefer using Apple products, but I also know that Apple is a multi-trillion-dollar corporation and they want to increase their bottom line at every corner. Every chance they get, they want to fatten the bottom line. So if removing the charger from the box will fatten their bottom line, they will not hesitate to do it and call it environmentally conscious. Get out of here with that monkey crap. We don't believe you. You need more people. Stop lying to us. Stop spitting on us and telling us it's raining. Next, you're going to try to be telling me a river behind my house. I'm not having an Apple. I'm not having none of it. I understand what you're doing. Just be real. Be real about it. You are trying to cut costs. We understand it. You're a business. It is what it is. But doing this environmental dog and pony show in front of us, calling it environment. No, we know better. We know better. Stop it. Ridiculous. But anyway, yeah. Stop playing. Like I said, again, I will reiterate. The iPhones do not have a charger in the box, but the HomePod Mini does. You know, I guess. It is what it is. But, so those are the four things that I just found that were just absolute buffoonery here in 2020. Now, this is the part that might get a little emotional, but we'll see how I hold up. 2020 has been an incredible year for this podcast. And this podcast would not be where it is today if it wasn't for the incredible people that have given me their time to come on here and be guests and things like that. It's just been absolutely incredible the response that the podcast has gotten here in 2020. So I just want to take like a minute to go down and list all the people that have been guests on the podcast. Hopefully I don't miss anybody, but it's been a lot of you. I can't, I'm going to try my best to name all of you, but it's been a lot of you. Like I have almost done 100 episodes in 2020 alone of the podcast, which is just buffoonery. Because in the first year, I only did like 52. This year, I think I did like 90. So it's like craziness. But this podcast, like I said, it would not be what it is today if I didn't have all the people that took the time to come on here and talk to me for an hour or so, be my guest. It's been absolutely amazing. It's like Iggy said, Joseph said, it's been a blessing. The people that have showed me love and taken the time to be on the podcast. So the first guest I had, I guess, in 2020 was Mr. Mobile Michael Fisher, man. And actually, Michael Fisher has been on the podcast twice this year. So shout out to my man, Michael Fisher, for making time for me, man. I always love talking to that dude. One of the most suavest dudes in tech. I also appreciate the shout out that Michael Fisher gave me when he hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube. So thank you, Michael, man. Love what you do. And thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast, man. I mean, these are memories that I will never forget, dude. So shout out to Michael Fisher. Also, my man, Border Work, Thunder Eater Colonel. Shout out to the Colonel for being on the podcast. I think he's been on the podcast twice as well this year. So shout out to my man, Thunder E, for giving me the time and the love, man. I know you're a busy dude. We don't always agree, but I still love, I love your content. I love what you do. I love your personality, bro. So shout out to my man, Edubon at Border Work. That's my dude. Thank you for giving me the time. For the first time this year, I had Soldier No Best on the podcast. Soldier No Best is one of the OG YouTubers in the space. He's been on YouTube doing tech content for probably 10 years longer. It was an honor to have that man on my podcast earlier this year. It was just so cool. I really wasn't expecting that. I mean, there's a lot of things that happened on this podcast this year that I just simply did not expect. And having Soldier No Best on the podcast was not something I expected, but things just happened and it went that way. And I had him on the podcast for 1 hour. So shout out to Mark, man. I appreciate you, bro. We all been watching you for the longest time, man. Hopefully 2021 will bring some more Mark Watson, some more Soldier No Best. We love that, man. We got to get you back on the podcast sometime, Mark. No doubt. Also, my man Drew from Tales of Tech has been on the podcast earlier this year. Shout out to my man Tales of Tech. I know you're a busy dude with the 7 channels. And good Lord, how the hell do you have time to make 7 channels, man? I don't even know. But I mean, I think he might have more. I think he might have 8 or 9 channels. Nah, I think he expanded, but damn, boy. Man, that dude Drew is a single man. He's like a single man multimedia network for real. But shout out to my man Tales of Tech. Andrew, man, I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, we have, I scrolled up too far. Hold on. Yeah, let me regain my place here because I lost my spot. How did I lose my spot? Must have been hitting too many buttons. Oh, okay. Also, another dude that's been on the podcast multiple times this year, the king of tech YouTube, Marquez Brownlee, MKBHD. I mean, Marquez, it's kind of crazy, man. Marquez is like the dude is literally at the pinnacle of tech YouTube. This dude is world famous. He made high-level content, but he always makes time for me, which is kind of, I don't know, like, maybe this is where I might get a little emotional because I don't understand. I don't even know if I understand, like, whenever I DM Marquez to come on the podcast, the dude always makes time. Like, we always have to work something out because he has a busy schedule, but I'm pretty flexible with him, and he usually works around whatever I can do with things like that. But, I mean, the dude has been on the podcast multiple times this year. I think Marquez might have been on the podcast 3 times this year. I don't know. But yeah, he's been on here multiple times. Shout out to Marquez Brownlee. I love chatting with you. Again, we don't always agree on things, but I have nothing but respect for what Marquez has done in the tech space. I love the conversation that we have. And like I said, with your award ceremony this year, I agree with you more than I disagree with you. So that was an awesome award show, man. Shout out to you and everything that you do, bro. No doubt. I think this might have been the first time I had. Actually, no, it's not the first time. But I think this was the first time that he was an actual guest for me talking one on one with him. But the recent birthday boy, Travis MCP. What up, Travis? You out there? I know you out there, Travis. Shout out to Travis MCP. Happy belated birthday again. But thank you for making time for me on the podcast, man. The episode that I had with Travis earlier this year was like real and raw. It was probably one of the most real, raw, emotional podcasts I've ever done. Like. That podcast went places that I did not expect it to go. It was crazy. But, man, Shout out to Travis, man, for making the time. I know that dude stays busy. He is definitely going to hit 100K next year. I mean, he's right on the doorstep, but that dude consistently makes awesome content. He consistently puts in the work. And if I can't say nothing else about Travis, Travis constantly puts in the work. So shout out to my man, Travis MCP. You are the GOAT, man. You are one of the GOAT, bro. You are the dude. My man, Gameki, first time being on the podcast this year. My man, the audio, the master of audio on YouTube. My man, Gameki, I appreciate the time that he made for me, man. We had a very interesting conversation about the Bulls NT700 and how he returned them and why he returned them and things like that. I remember that conversation because I don't particularly care for those headphones either. But shout out to my man, Gameki, man. Yo, appreciate you making the time, man. That was a good chat. Also, another guy that has been on the podcast multiple times this year, Max Weinbach, who is the world's most accurate Samsung insider. It's kind of cool to get like an industry insider on the podcast, but Max is just an overall cool dude, man. I mean, he's down to earth. He's living his life. He's doing a college thing. He's still heavy in the tech space, providing the leak, man. Yo, Max, I appreciate you, bro. Thank you for making the time. I mean, he's always dropping crucial knowledge on me, on my live streams and the podcast. So shout out to my man, Max Weinbach. I appreciate you, bro. Had another first-time guest earlier this year. My man, Brian Tong, was a guest on the podcast earlier. So shout out to my man, Brian Tong, former CNET reporter, turned independent content creator on the YouTube. Brian has been crushing it, bringing his brand of technology and comedy to YouTube. Because with Brian, it's never a bad apple. It's never a bad apple with Brian, man. Brian is the homie. He's legit. Thank you, Brian, for making time for me earlier this year, man. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. Miss Nothing But Tech herself, Jacqueline Dallas, was on a podcast earlier this year. Oh, I remember this one because I had to do some work to secure this one. But shout out to Jacqueline. We were paying like cat and mouse for like half a year before I got Jacqueline on the podcast. But we finally got it done early this year. Jacqueline Dallas, young creator on the rise. She is a businesswoman, creator, like just smart as hell. The sky's the limit for her. She is going to do big things in the tech space. So shout out to Jacqueline Dallas, Miss Nothing But Tech herself, getting it done. That was pretty cool. My homie from Twitch, Giselle Money, was a guest on the podcast for the first time earlier. I don't know if too many of you are familiar with Giselle, but Giselle, cool people. She's on Twitch more than anything, but I like watching her gaming stream. She's hilarious, and she owns her own company too, so she's getting it done. Shout out to Giselle Money for getting it done. That one's up. That is what is going on. All right, let me keep going here. Like I said, we're going to be here a while. I've had a lot of people on the podcast this year. Oh, God, Lee. Oh, man. This next one is very special to me because I never, if you would have asked me 10 years ago if it was a possibility, I would have said, what are you out of your mind? But one of my best friends in the tech space, Renee Ritchie, has been on my podcast multiple times this year. And it's always an honor for me to have him on the podcast because I was watching him on the iPhone blog well before it was ever called iMore. I was watching Renee and Georgia do their thing. Renee Ritchie is an inspiration, dude. I love Renee. A lot of you all are familiar. He had blown up on YouTube this year, which is no surprise to me because Renee is that dude. He is the world's best Apple journalist, and he brings it over and over and over again. And he keeps bringing it, and he never stopped bringing it. And it's just amazing what Renee has done in his short time on YouTube. Now, he was on YouTube before working through Vector, but now he's been on his own as an independent creator since the middle of the year, and he's done nothing but fly. So shout out to Renee for being one of the very best in the tech space. Love talking to that man. And thank you, Renee, for making the time for me on multiple occasions. I mean, Renee has been on my live stream more this year than I can count. I mean, he's been a guest on the podcast, I think, two or three times, but he's probably been on my live stream more than that. So thank you, Renee, for everything that you're doing. Thank you for making the time for me, man. I appreciate you. Next on the list, we got to talk about my man, Zach Talk Tech, who happens to be in the crowd today. Zach has been rocking with me practically since the beginning. One of the very first things a creator ever done for me on YouTube was what happened with Zach Talk Tech. Zach actually gifted me with a camera like over a year ago, and that's something I'll never forget. Like, he's one of the nicest dude ever. He's doing his thing, and I mean, you know, he just He's there. He's always there. You know, I know he goes through, he has his own things that he's going through and different things like that. But Zach is literally always there. I mean, if he can be there, he's there. So I got to shout out my man, Zach Saltek, for being such a genuine, nice dude and being just the awesome guy that he is. Just an awesome human being, man. He's a good human being. He is definitely a cool human being. So shout out to you, Zach. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. I need a drink, man. I need a drink. Oh, man. Sorry, y'all. This might be a little long, but you got to bear with me. Like I said, this is the last podcast of the year. I want to make sure I get it all out, man, before I put the kibosh on this for 2020. Next on the list is CJ Knows Tech. Yo. Yo, CJ is cool people, man. I first ran into CJ when John named him creator of awesomeness on the Front Page Tech YouTube channel, 2 years ago? It's been kind of crazy to see how far we've come in 2 years. My man CJ, I think he just recently hit 50,000 on YouTube. My man, he's bringing out banging content, doing his thing. He doesn't really allow himself to be pigeonholed. He just keeps doing whatever he wants, and he's good at it, man. So shout out to my man CJ No Tech. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate the time, baby. Thank you. Also, I got a shout out to C Kid Tech, Devin, man. Shout out to Devin for being a guest on the podcast earlier this year, man. Yo, Devin is one of the most talented people in the tech space, bro. I don't know anybody else that's out here rapping about tech like Devin does, but the boy putting together some fire beats, throwing down some fire bars, and no matter what, the dude is just crushing it with the talent that he has, and that dude's going to go places as long as he keeps the work and keep grinding. So shout out to my man, Devin. Next, we got to talk about one of the most hard-hitting, opinionated cats on the YouTube, technically T. Oh, man. I always make fun of him because he's so hard to lock down because sometimes he tells me he's going to show up and then he doesn't show up. And it, I don't know, sometimes we got to play like cat and mouse, but he's always around. Though. Technically, T's always in the neighborhood. You know, even if he doesn't show up on the stream, he's usually in the area. So shout out to my man, Technically T. We finally got some time to sit down earlier to do the podcast. So I appreciate him giving me the time. Hopefully, parenthood is everything that you wanted it to be. I know my man recently became a daddy a few months ago, so he's dealing with that. And man, the dude is just real and raw to get. I love watching his opinionated videos about things happening in the tech space. So shout out to my man, Technically T. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. Next, I got to talk about my man, Greggle TV. Greggle TV was on the podcast earlier this year. One of the best creators out there, especially if you want to know about Samsung content and things like that. Greggle's helped me personally with a couple of things this year. So I definitely appreciate him helping me behind the scenes with some personal stuff. So shout out to my man, Greggle TV. My man puts out 2 videos a day, every day, which is just mind blowing to me. Like 2 videos daily. Like, damn, I got no trouble trying to put out 1 video. This dude putting out 2 videos a day. Like, what is happening here? I don't understand this stuff. But bro, Greggle TV, that's the man, bro. I appreciate you, Greggle. Thank you for making the time, baby. And thank you for everything that you've done for me this year, man. Greggle TV, he's the real deal. Juan Bagnell was on a podcast earlier this year. It was actually the second time being on the podcast. Talking to Juan is always fun, man, because Juan is just he's a bag of knowledge, man. That dude knows so much about practically everything. I know he specializes in audio and things like that, but just talking to him about anything and everything going on in the tech space, the dude is knowledgeable. He always backs up his opinion with rational, logical thought behind it. Love talking to my man, Juan. Always a fun time. We don't really talk enough, man. I need to start talking to Juan more, man. But shout out to my man Juan Bagnell for being on the podcast, man. I appreciate you. And of course, I cannot have a thank you list without talking about Andrew Edward. I kind of made fun of Andrew. Well, I didn't make fun. I kind of like poked at Andrew because I kind of said that every time he tweets me, he wants to correct me on something. He never tweets me to say hello or anything like that. Every time he tweets at me, he's always tweeting to correct me if he thinks I'm wrong about something. But shout out to my man Andrew, man. He's been on my live streams a few times. Finally got him on as a guest on the podcast this year. That was not an easy thing either because that dude stayed busy. Andrew Edward might be the hardest working man in technology, dude. But the dude is, like, he's another one that, you know, he's not always around, but he's usually in the neighborhood when he needs to be. So shout out to my man, Andrew Edward, one of probably the hardest working man in tech, one of the smartest dudes in the space. He's been on it for a long time. And he's always willing to like help people out if they want advice and things like that. So I love talking to Andrew. I love picking his brain about different things. Love talking to him on the live streams and the podcast. So thank you to Andrew Everett, man. I appreciate you, bro. Look forward to talking to you some more in 2021. Oh, I also have my man TK from Total Tech. I think it's more with TK now. Actually, I don't know what the hell he's naming the channel these days, but he told me to bring it back Total Tech. But shout out to my man TK. That boy is wild. TK is a wild dude, but he's another one that's been doing this for a long time. Smart AF. So thank you, TK, for making time for me on the podcast earlier this year. I appreciate your raw, unfiltered opinion about things, man. Yeah, TK is one of the real ones, man. That's a real one. Love me some TK. Stephanie Carls. I was able to chat with Stephanie Carls early this year. I don't know how many of y'all are familiar with Stephanie because she's like kind of been away from the platform for a while. But shout out to Stephanie Carls. She's been on YouTube for a while. She's not on much these days, but she's definitely one of the creators that's been in the tech space for a while now. So it was cool to get a chance to talk to Stephanie earlier this year. So I appreciate it. Stephanie making the time for your boy. Hopefully we'll get together again in 2021. Hopefully I get together with most of the people again in 2021. And maybe shout out some new ones or talk to some new people. But yeah, shout out to Stephanie Carl for giving me the time earlier this year. Definitely legit. So so the next person, I was only able to get on the podcast one time this year, which is kind of amazing, but he's been a busy boy. So we got to talk about the recently engaged John Prosser. And I know Prosser's probably out there lurking or listening because John Prosser is definitely always lurking or listening, man. John Prosser, I've only had him on the podcast once this year, but that was when I had him on with Mac Weinbach and we had that mega podcast, which is kind of crazy. But John Prosser, you know, as much as I tease him or not like giving me the time and things like that, I can't ever say anything bad about John because he's one of the guys that kind of put me on the map in YouTube. So I can't thank John enough for everything that he's done for me, man. I mean, he made me creator of awesomeness. He's promoted my videos and things like that. So, I mean, I know he's not everybody's cup of tea, but he's never like done wrong by me. So, I mean, love that dude. That dude, one of my dudes. And thank you for giving me the time, the one podcast that you gave me in 2020, John. I appreciate you, sir. So, thank you very much, man. Hopefully things will go well with your engagement and things like that. And, look forward to seeing more of you in 2021, man. Especially given the fact that you are now the Lord of Apple League. So keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing. Yo, Brandon Butch. Yo, what's up, Brandon? Yo, Brandon Butch is like a silent assassin, man. That dude is smart AF, especially when it comes to putting out that Apple content that he does, man. But I had Brandon on the podcast earlier this year. He's another dude that's doing big things in the YouTube space. I don't know how many subscribers he has now, but he's over 500,000. So he's going to be closing in on 1 million within the next year or two. But shout out to Brandon Butch for making the time. I appreciate it. Hopefully we got more conversations in the future, man. But Brandon Butch, definitely legit. And of course, I got to talk about one of the more interesting podcast episodes I've had this year just because of what happened. But Josh King-Yonef, man. Shout out to my man, Josh King-Yonef, for having me on the podcast, man. I appreciate you, bro. That podcast was interesting because his family was in the chat. I think his wife, his grandmother, or mother, or her and brother-in-law, like he had a bunch of family in the chat on that podcast, which kind of blew me away because, I mean, never really had like an atmosphere like that on my podcast, but Josh's whole family was in there and it was just cool to like have that type of environment on the podcast. But I appreciate Josh making the time for me, man. Love the content that he does. And he does multiple content like El Jefe used to do on a phone, which is kind of crazy, but Josh is the real deal. So shout out to my man, Josh, man. Shout out to that dude. We got to talk about tech with Brett, Mr. Brett. What's up, Brett? I appreciate you, man. I've been following you for a while, man. It was cool talking about your journey from working from Samsung to being your own creator on YouTube. Obviously, Brett is known for his Samsung content, but he also does a lot of smart home content on YouTube. Tech with Brett, man. He's been doing it for a long time. I love watching his informative videos about this, that, and the other in the smart home space, home automation, tech, Samsung, Google. Brett covers all the Android stuff. He's not a big iPhone person, but that's all right. But yeah, shout out to my man, Tech with Brett, for making the time for me on the podcast. I appreciate you, bro. So thank you. All All right, this next person I'm going to try, I'm going to attempt to do an impersonation. So let me see if I can do this impersonation. Probably going to be terribly bad, but let's see. All right, Viper, let's see how good I can do this.
Nick, Viper is going to thank the legendary iPhone dude for making time for the podcast.
That was probably terrible. But shout out to my man, iPhone, Farouk, man. I don't know if I was expecting to have him on the podcast, but my man Farouk is one of the most hilarious tech creators in the faith, man. And I appreciate him making time to talk to me on the podcast. That was a fun conversation talking to him about everything from headphones to iPhones and things like that.
iPhone,
I love me some Farouk, man. I'm sorry. I love me some Farouk. But yeah, shout out to my man Farouk, dude. We got to do it again sometime. But yeah, Farouk is definitely the man. Farouk is definitely the man. I love him. He is hilarious. That man is hilarious. It is hard. I don't know if y'all appreciate how difficult it is to get like humor into tech. But Farouk makes it look easy. So shout out to Farouk. He is the man. Next, I got to talk about Shelly saved the day. Oh, man. I remember this podcast because Shelly brought the wine to the podcast because she thought it was going to be kind of crazy. But it was, I don't be trying to like have gotcha moments on the podcast. When I ask people to come to the podcast, I'm here just to like have like good conversation and things like that. So shout out to Shelly for making the time. We had an awesome conversation. I love her personality, her passion for what she does and who she is. And it was fun talking to Shelly. So shout out to Shelly saved the day. She is the real deal. Don't mess with Shelly, man. Don't mess with her. Oh, next on the list, Miss Mina, Romina herself. Hey, Romina. I love me some Marina. So it was doubly awesome to have Romina on the podcast earlier this year. And she's been on my live streams a few times, but she is special. That is Miss Rejected 9 to 5. She is the queen of entrepreneurship and being her own woman and just being a boss. Romina is a badass mofo. She is a boss lady, and I respect her and her grind, man. So shout out to Romina for making the time. Also, shout out to her for being there for me on my birthday. Definitely appreciate her, man. She is cool people. She is good. She's awesome. I love me some Romina. I'm not afraid to say I love Romina. I love that woman. That woman is legit. Next, we got to talk about Miss Windy City herself, Michelle Martinez. Michelle is an up-and-coming creator on the platform. If you all have not checked out her content, you should. But Michelle's legit, and I had her on the podcast earlier this year. So shout out to Michelle for making time for me. We could definitely have to get together next time you back in Chicago. I know she's originally from Chicago, but I think she's in Texas now or something like that. But yeah, Michelle's legit. She's good people. She makes cool content. So shout out to Michelle Martinez for being on the podcast. Now, this next guest actually has the most listened to episode of Vibe Drop ever, which is mind-boggling to me because I've had other people who I would have thought would have garnered more listens, but no. My man Bandrew, aka Podcast Stitch, has the most listened to episode of Vibe Drop ever, and it's not really close. Like he has doubled the listens of anybody else in the audio space. I don't know what happened. Maybe he like promoted it like all over the place, but there have been no episode of Vibe Drop on the podcast airwaves that have been more listened to than the one with podcasting. And it was a good episode. It was literal audio 101. Like, it was just amazing, the audio content and the audio, the knowledge and expertise that came from talking to podcasters that episode. I mean, maybe that's why it has the most listens. I don't know. But that episode has twice as many listens as any other episode I put out. And that's kind of crazy, considering the other guests I've had on the podcast. But that's right, the episode with podcasting is the most listened to podcast I've ever done, which is mind-blowing to me. But shout out to my man Podcasting for being on the podcast. That's kind of weird to say. That's like a tongue twister. But shout out to Bandrew for being on Vibe Drop. I appreciate you, bro. We will definitely need to do it again in 2021 because, like I said, that's the most listened to episode I've ever done. Yeah, appreciate you, bro. We will have to do it again, no doubt. Appreciate the time. D. Nimmin! Woo! My man D. Nimmin hit a milestone on YouTube this year. He crossed 100,000 subscribers. So shout out to my man D. Nimmin, one half of the Nimminati. I appreciate my man D making time for the podcast, especially given the fact that he has been in quite the situation this year with COVID-19 and not being able to go home and things like that. So D. Nimmin has still been getting it done, even though he's been like probably in an undesirable situation. He's made the best of it, bro. But his content is amazing. If you want to master your mobile as far as making content creation and things like that, D. Nimmin is your go-to. He is the man. So shout out to my man D. Nimmin for being on the podcast, man. I appreciate you, bro. Always rocking with D. Nimmin and the Nimminati. Next, we got another up-and-coming creator that I had on the podcast earlier, my man Mike from Tech 702. That dude is raw. He's opinionated. He will tell you how he feels, and he doesn't care what you think about it. But shout out to Tech 702, man, for being on the podcast. That was a cool conversation to have him on. So shout out to Mike. I appreciate you, bro. I'm taking another drink here. Taking more of my Hawaiian punch. I appreciate y'all sitting through this because, like, this is looking kind of long. So I appreciate y'all sitting through this whole, like, shout-out thing. But, like I said, we got to get this done. Next on the list, if you would have told me in 2020 that I would have had this guy on my podcast, I'd probably be like, what? Are you out of your mind? But it happened. Bloomberg reporter Mark Gurman was a guest on the podcast earlier this year. So thank you to Mark Gurman for making the time for me. You know how busy that guy is. That guy is always putting out the Apple scoops and things like that on Bloomberg.com. But shout out to Mark Gurman from Bloomberg for being a guest on Vibe Drive this year. that was a fun conversation because I think he thought I was trying to like get him to like flip up or something. I wouldn't even try to do all that, but it was kind of fun talking to him though. But I appreciate him making the time for me. That was a fun conversation. So shout out to my man Mark Gurman from Bloomberg for being on the podcast. That was legit. Next, we got to talk about the other half of the Nimminati. Nick Nimmin was on the podcast earlier this year. Well, for the first time. So shout out to my man, Nick Nimmin, for making time for me. We know Nick Nimmin is the real deal. He now has over 700,000 subscribers on YouTube. Getting it done. Nick Nimmin, every Saturday morning, he's on live telling you how to grow your YouTube channel. I love how him and D, like, they used to give me shout outs on a live stream. So I appreciate the Nimminati rocking out with your boy, Viper. So thank you, Nick Nimmin, for making time for me earlier and being on the podcast. Love you, dude. I love you. You and D, keep doing your thing. So the next guest I got a shout out is my man Dev Smith, aka Mr. T-Mobile himself, T-Mobile Dev. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Dev, but the dude is practically the face of T-Mobile. After John LeGarre anywhere. Well, John LeGarre's not with T-Mobile anymore, but after John LeGarre, the face of T-Mobile is Dev. Like, Dev is everywhere. He's always doing unboxing, doing a promo work for T-Mobile. So it was fun to have him on the podcast early this year. So shout out to my man Dev for making the time for me, being on the podcast. Definitely legit, man. Definitely appreciate my man Dev being on the podcast. That was cool talking to him about all the stuff that he's done, all the work that he's done with T-Mobile, before T-Mobile, and different things like that. Shout out to Dev, man. Dev is the truth. Next on the list is one of my favorite podcast guests ever, Mr. Up In Here, Terry Warfield, bro. When Viper and Terry get to where rewind. When Viper and Terry Warfield get together for a podcast, it is monumental, earth-shaking stuff. Like, me and that dude have some of the most awesome, like, just earth-shaking conversations, like, ever. Like, I love having Terry on the podcast. It's insanity. Like, just, I don't know. Me and Terry just have, like, we just have, like some serious podcast chemistry, man. It's crazy, but I appreciate Terry making the time for me earlier this year, man. That is legit. That dude is the real deal. Always love talking to him. We will definitely have to get together again in 2021 because Terry is one of my favorite people to talk to in tech. So shout out to my man, Terry Warfield. Now, this next one is the one that you all been waiting for. And where do I begin with this one? So, this brings us to episode 100, which was a landmark episode in ways that I couldn't even imagine. I still catch flat even to the day just for tweeting at this person, but it's still good. But for 2 years, I tried to get Argentine on the podcast. 2 years I was trying. I just kept at it, kept trying to tweet at her, get her attention, things like that. I even made a video about her like 2 years ago and things like that. But finally, after 2 years, she hit me in the DM. We got together. We made it happen. I have to shout out Argentine because it was this episode of the podcast that the podcast just went in a different direction. It just literally like went pew, like, which is crazy because I've had Marquez Brownlee on the podcast multiple times, but it was not until Argentine made the podcast that people started paying attention to the podcast. Like, it's like a light switch just flipped and people just started paying attention to the podcast. Like, like at that point, everyone wanted to be on my podcast once she was on there, which is kind of crazy because, again, I've had Marquez Brownlee on the podcast multiple times before Argentine was on there. But when Argentine made it to the podcast, all hell broke loose. Like, people like was like hitting me up, like, yo, Viper, how can I get on the podcast? Like, damn, what the? But yeah, shout out to Argentine. It was just like crazy. Like, that was probably one of my favorite moments of 2020. Just getting an hour with her, talking to her. We had an awesome conversation. It was fun. The chat was live. Like, when I said the chat was live for that conversation, the chat was lit AM. It was crazy just observing the chat during that conversation because the chat was off the hook for episode 100. It was a special episode. It was episode 100. It was Argentine. A lot of people were like hating on me for trying to reach out, trying to get her on there. They didn't think it was going to happen, blah, 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 blah. But you know how I do. I made it happen. We made it happen. And it was probably one of the most special podcast episodes I've ever had and will ever have, because that's going to be a moment that's hard to duplicate, because that was a podcast 2 years in the making, and it was worth the wait. It was literally worth the wait. Like, a lot of things in life don't live up to the hype. That podcast lived up to the hype and then some. So shout out to Argentine for making the time for me, man. I appreciate you more than you will ever know. That was an amazing night. Her being on the podcast. That was real. Next, we got to talk about the other person I've been following for a while before it was ever iMore. She was also working with Renee Ritchie at the iPhone blog. And I'm talking about Georgia Dow. I loved having Georgia Dow on the podcast. Georgia Dow is just fun. She is a fun person to talk to. I love her interactions with Renee, how they have their own thing going on. They just have natural chemistry when they're talking to each other. But it was cool to have Georgia on the podcast. That was a fun time talking to her about what she does, talking to her about mental health as far as tech goes and things like that. Talking to her about how unreliable Siri is. That was fun. I still remember the bit about Siri going off in her bedroom. Oh, God, that was funny. But Georgia Dow is a riot, man. So shout out to Georgia Dow for making the time. We would definitely have to do it again because talking to her was fun. That was just too much fun. Oh, boy. Oh, wow. This next creator, I was not expecting to have on the podcast, but I kind of learned. I don't know how I learned of it, but I learned that he actually watched my content, and I was like, wow, you watch my content? I watch your content. We need to get together. We got together. But Gerald Undone, the professor, the camera maestro of YouTube, probably the single best camera creator on YouTube, was a guest on Vibe Drive. That's right. Mr. Gerald Undone himself. I had no idea Gerald even knew I existed, but I watched his content and I found out he watched my content, and I asked him to be on the show, and he was on the show. So I definitely enjoyed having Gerald Undone on the podcast, talking all things camera. That was a fun time, man, because Gerald is so damn smart. Like, the dude is like smart. He's smart. He is so smart. It is mind-boggling how much he knows about cameras and camera tech. So shout out to my man, Gerald Undone. Appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you making the time. The next guy I want to highlight was in the chat here tonight early. I don't know if he's still here, but we did not have enough time together. Like, our podcast was too short because I was a dumbass and scheduled it incorrectly. But my man, the Tech Preacher, Easy Computer Solutions, was a guest on the podcast early this year, and we only had about 45 minutes. That kind of sucked. We got to do it again, Easy, man. That was one of the coolest conversations I had with anybody, man. It was just fun talking to the Tech Preacher. I don't know if people understand how smart Eric is. That dude is a genius, man. That dude is like genius level smart. My dumbass scheduled it right before his show, so we kind of had to cut it short. But the next time we schedule a podcast, we are not scheduling it on Wednesday night. We're doing it another day so we can have our full hour, because I need to talk to Eric for like a full hour, because I robbed both of us because that was an awesome conversation we were having, and it had to be cut short. But I appreciate Eric making the time for me, man. I love watching him rock and roll on Wednesday night, and his funeral videos. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does funeral videos like my man, the tech preacher out there. I mean, those videos are like classic. Actually, I appreciate the funeral video he made for me about the MacBook keyboard, the butterfly keyboard. That video he made, I requested it. He put it together for me, so I appreciate him and everything that he done for the tech space, bro. But yeah, we are definitely getting together again in 2021, Eric, because we got to have our whole hour, baby. We got to have our whole hour. I want the entire hour. Next on the list, shout out to my man Adam from Epoch Box. I didn't even know Adam existed until he was on one of John Proston's live streams. But Adam is like that dude is smart as hell, man. That dude knows everything about streaming that you can know and did some. But shout out to my man Epoch Box for making the time for me on the podcast. It was pretty cool getting to talk to him about the content that he does and how he got into streaming content and different things like that. But that dude is he's smart, man. That's a smart dude. He knows what he's doing. He makes awesome content. Again, shout out to Epoch Box for making time for your boy Viper on the podcast. Next, we got to talk about my man Nikias Molina, the Lemon Boy. It's funny because I ran into Nikias years ago when he was Apple Watch World. That was the channel name back then. I think he renamed it a couple of times since then, but I ran into him first when he was doing primarily Apple Watch content. But my man Nikias, all the way from Barcelona, made time for your boy Viper to be on the show. So shout out to my man Nikias Molina. Appreciate you making the time, man. Appreciate you supporting me as well, dude. So thank you. Keep doing your thing, baby. Keep doing your thing. I'm trying to speed it up. I can throw a lot of people to go, and this is like starting to get up there. Next up, shout out to Lila, Miss Lila from YouTube, as she likes to call herself on Twitter. But Lila and cool people. She does Adobe Premiere content. She is awesome. Her personality is just amazing. Like, she's just funny and raw and just doesn't care and just goes out and have fun. Lila and good people. So shout out to Lila for giving me the time to talk to her. That was pretty cool. She is the real deal. And speaking of awesome ladies of technology, I have got to shout out Ether from Ether Does Tech. Oh boy. Oh, I had a fun conversation with Ether. That was a fun time, man. That Ether is savage, bro. I don't like Ether be like just straight clowning these idiot dudes that come into her comment section and just trying to clown her, bro. I don't think they understand that Ether has a law degree, bro. That girl literally has a law background, and she will murder most of these dudes online. Like, Ether will murder you, bro. Like, y'all need to stop messing with Ether. She is the real dude. She will straight take y'all out. Don't mess with Ether. Ether is dangerous, man. She is dangerous. But shout out to Ether for giving me the time on the podcast. That was a fun podcast too. She is hilarious. But she's another one that will just take you out. If you underestimate her, she'll take you out. She will end your career, bro. Don't mess with her. Don't mess with Ether. Ether is dangerous. Yo, shout out to Kevin the Tech Ninja. I had him on the podcast too earlier this year. Yo, 504, when you said I had everybody on the podcast from the tech space, you run that line, but I had everybody on the podcast this year, bro. But shout out to my man Kevin the Tech Ninja. Been watching him for a while too, so I appreciated talking to him about his background and how he came into doing YouTube and things like that. So shout out to the Tech Ninja. Also, very funny how he got that name. I'm not going to go into it here. Y'all can go back and watch the podcast or listen to it. It's on audio. But shout out to the Tech Ninja for making time. Also, shout out to Luke Miani, my man Duke Miami. And Travis and Greg call him on GadgetCast Duke Miami. But Luke Miani is like the professor of MacBooks, man. That dude knows everything about MacBooks that you want to know. So shout out to Luke Miani for making the time. I appreciate you. Also, shout out to my man Kanufni. Kanufni, always have trouble saying that name, but Kanufni, the Toronto pride and joy, making that creepy content. He is the CEO of Tech YouTube, and what I call him, but that dude is the real deal. So shout out to Kanufni for making the time for me, man. I appreciate you. Of course, we gotta thank the Emperor Roberto Blake for being a guest on the podcast, a returning guest. Had Roberto on there again because Roberto is the real deal. So shout out to my man Roberto Blake for being on the podcast. I appreciate you, sir. So thank you. Lee Davich. I've also had Lee Davich on here. He's a camera creator on YouTube. I appreciate Lee making the time to talk to me. Another person I had no idea who knew who I was or watched my content, but I found out he did. And I checked him out. Dude is legit. He's a pretty damn good film creator and things like that. So I had him on the podcast. had a nice conversation with Lee. So appreciate Lee being on there. Now, some of these creators I've talked to, it's kind of difficult to talk to them because they are like halfway across the world. So the time zone difference is kind of crazy. But this next person, we finally got our time zone difference like kind of equaled up so we could talk for an hour. But my man Daniel from Zona Tech. Yeah, Zona Tech was a guest on Vibe Drop earlier this year. We got our time zone differences matched up. Had a nice little chat. So I appreciate Daniel making the time for me. Mr. Zona Tech himself. That was fun talking to him about his YouTube career and Apple and things like that. So that was definitely legit. Also, we got to talk about the maestro of the iPad, Christopher Lawley. That dude is an iPad creator, does everything on the iPad. Although I think he still does everything on his iPad. I don't know if he got that M1 Mac yet, but shout out to my man Christopher Lawley for making the time for your boy Viper. I appreciate it. Also, shout out to my man from Greece, Emilio Takis. Emilio, Final Cut Jedi. Like the dude he makes videos on how to edit it with Final Cut Pro. And the dude makes awesome content. So shout out to my man Emilio from Greece. That was another one I had to get my time zone matched up because he's like 12 hours ahead of me or something like that. It's crazy trying to talk to creators that are like half a world away in like different time zones. It's banana. But we got it done. Scott Peachy, what's up, bro? Shout out to Scott Peachy for making the time. Mr. Technically Speaking himself. Had about an hour to talk to Scott Peachy. A big part of the tech fights and things like that. Scott Peachy, the real deal. Appreciate him making the time for me earlier this year. Definitely had an awesome chat with him. Always rocking with him and his live streams and the stuff that he's doing, Mr. Google himself. I think he might be employed by Google. I could be wrong, but I don't know. I think he might be employed by Google. that's my guess. I don't know that to be true, but I have a feeling that he might be employed by Google. Next up, we got the prodigy himself, Mr. Paul Timothy. Shout out to my man Paul. I've been rocking with Paul for practically ever since I've been a creator on YouTube, man. I think John Proctor kind of put him on the map for me, and I've been following him on his effort between YouTube and TikTok. Paul Timothy, probably one of the greatest editors I've ever seen in my life. The dude can edit a damn cardboard. Like, that dude is crazy. Like, Paul's editing skills is like ridiculous, but it was cool to talk to him for an hour. So shout out to Paul Timothy. Keep doing your thing, baby. Keep doing your thing. Also, I'll talk about one of the other all-time cool content creators on YouTube, Mr. Max Lee. From High on Android. What's up, Mac? Appreciate you making the time, bro. I appreciate you, man. So shout out to my man, Matt Lee, for making time to be on my podcast. I appreciate you, bro. Keep doing your thing. My nemesis, Mr. Popcorn World himself, LeBaron Burton. Woo, man. Yo, LeBaron has been supporting me for a while, man. I mean, anytime I want popcorn, the dude will let me run in there and get a few bags. I love like chatting with him. He's smart. Even though he gets on my nerves sometimes, I love talking to him still. The dude is the real deal. So shout out to my man, LeBaron Burton, for being a cool dude and being a awesome, legit business owner and just supporting the tech community. I mean, my man supports a lot of us. So shout out to LeBaron for just being a constant support beacon for the whole tech space. That dude, he's the real deal. Got to talk about my man, Ben from Lover of Tech. What's up, Ben? How you doing, man? Shout out to my man, Ben. He's another one that's from the UK. So we had to match up the time zone. But my man, Ben, I got it right. It's Ben from Lover of Tech. It's not Lover of Tech. So I appreciate Ben from Lover of Tech making the time for me to talk to me and things like that. Even though, like, usually when I go live, it's like, he's like usually in bed. So I appreciate him making the time for me because I was kind of rough for him being in the UK. But we made it happen. So I appreciate Ben. That dude been working hard, man. He's been grinding like a mofo. So shout out to Ben from Lover of Tech. That dude is legit. Okay, we're getting close to the end almost. We're getting close. Mr. Formerly Droid Moderate himself, Shane Stearns, also made time to be on Vibe Drop this year. So shout out to Shane for making the time for me to be on the podcast. Definitely enjoyed talking to him. I've been watching Shane for a long time, man. I was watching him back when the channel was called Droid Moderate. I am pretty sure he helped me mod a few Androids back when I was modding Androids. I think I was watching his videos on how to do that. So shout out to Shane, because even though I call myself the captain of Team Apple, the first smartphone I ever had that was non-BlackBerry was an Android. I had an Android way before I had an iPhone, because I couldn't get an iPhone because they were not on Verizon until 2011. So I was rocking Androids for 3 or 4 years there. So definitely remember watching a lot of Shane's videos about how to root and mod Android. So I was rooting and modding Android at one point in my life, believe it or not. I was doing that. I was that dude. And a lot of that came from watching Shane content. So shout out to Shane. Dude's legit. Next, we got to talk about one of the queens of the tech space, Miss Crystal Laura. Crystal Laura is just like, she is just a bundle of positivity, man. Like, Crystal is cool people. Like, she's always positive. She's always smiling. She's always bubbly. She's just good people to talk to. And, like, I appreciate her making the time to be on the podcast. That was a cool conversation talking to her. I didn't know that she used to work for Android Authority. I had no clue. Back in the day, Crystal Laura was an employee, or she used to write for Android Authority, she used to do video for Android Authority. I didn't know that until I was doing my research for that podcast. But yeah, Crystal Laura has been around for a long time making tech content, and I appreciate her making the time for your boy on the podcast. Now, I'm going to butcher this next person's name, but I'm going to do my best. But we got to talk to another camera. I had a lot of camera creators on YouTube this year on my podcast. We got to talk to another, talk about another camera creator, Mr. Sydney DeYongjung. I think I got that right. So I appreciate Mr. Sydney for making time for me on the podcast. That was a cool conversation talking to him, especially about how he recently became a full-time YouTuber. So shout out to Sydney DeYongjung for making time for your boy Viper on the podcast. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. Oh, we got Shannon Moore. Snub. Thank you to Shannon for making time to be on the podcast. Shannon and cool people. Shannon and cool people. And Shannon and good people. And I don't appreciate any of that mail coming into Shannon's comment section talking about her background and her comment that she used in her videos. I'm not with that. You lucky you didn't leave that out the comment, because had you left that out the comment, I will come in for your name. Don't mess with Shannon. Don't mess with any of my female friends. Don't do that. I will come for you. But Shannon and cool people, I mean, this girl makes like amazing informational content, and she is smart as I don't know what. I ain't never crossing Shannon because I don't want her to hack my life. I'm not doing that, okay? I'm not doing that. Okay? I'm not messing with Shannon because she'll hack you up. I'm not messing with her, but she is the real deal. Shout out to Shannon Moore for being on the podcast. I appreciate her. She is legit. That's what I'm talking about. Next, we got to talk about my man, Sagi from Tech Gear Talk. So shout out to Sagi, man. What's up, bro? I appreciate you being on the podcast, sir. Talking all types of camera gear. I told you, I had a lot of camera people on the podcast this year. I don't know where they came from, but I had a lot of camera people on the podcast. But shout out to Tech Gear Talk for making the time, man. That was a cool conversation talking to him and things like that. So I appreciate the time. Also, B-Mac. What's up, B-Mac? I appreciate B-Mac being on the podcast. B-Mac is the real deal, making that Apple content. Although B-Mac made, he makes Apple content, but he makes more than Apple content as well. But B-Mac, another one that's been doing it for a while, making that quality content, supporting your boy Viper. So shout out to B-Mac. Thank you for being a guest on my podcast. I appreciate you, bro. Audrey Ember, too. Oh, man, your boy Viper had all the ladies on the podcast. I had all the ladies on the podcast. Well, I had a lot of ladies on the podcast. I got to get together another ladies night here pretty soon. But shout out to Audrey Ember for being on the podcast. She's been on my live stream a couple of times, but Audrey, cool people. Love talking to her. She's not like heavy in the tech, but she is like a creative filmmaking content creator, and she is very good at what she does, and she's awesome to talk to. So I appreciate Audrey making the time to talk to your boy Viper. So thank you, Audrey. I appreciate you. Hopefully LA is treating you nice. Be careful out there. Oh, we got Chris from Daily Tech. What's up, Chris? I appreciate Chris. Make it time to be on the podcast. You guys know Chris made some of the best Apple content on the platform. The dude, he's doing podcasts. He's doing YouTube videos. He's doing everything. So shout out to Chris from Daily Tech for being on the podcast for an hour talking tech with me. I appreciate you, bro. Keep doing your thing out there. Thank you so much. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God. Next up, we got to talk about the man who everybody tries to cancel, but they can't cancel him. That's right. Gregory McFadden, Greg Gadget. The cool thing is that when Greg hit 100K earlier this year, he requested that he be on the podcast. So that was like a thing. Once he hit 100K, he requested that he be a guest on the podcast. So the very night that he hit 100K, I had him on the podcast. So shout out to Greg Gadget. That was a special night for him. And it was cool to be able to talk to him kind of joining that moment with him as he hit that milestone, talking to him right after he hit 100K. He was right on the podcast. Like, we did it the same day. So that was pretty cool, man. That was the only time and the only day in the history of my life on YouTube that I recorded three podcasts in one day. I already had two scheduled, but then Greg went and hit 100K that same day, which means I had to add one more. So I recorded three podcasts that day. I remember that. That was an interesting day. But shout out to Greg for letting me share that moment with him a little bit. Always love talking to Greg on the podcast. He's always on my live stream too. So definitely appreciate Greg Gadget making time for your boy. Also, Christina Red, one of the best people I get to talk to sometimes. She might be swimming underwater somewhere, knowing her. I don't know where she's at. I can never keep up with Christina. She's all over the place. But I appreciate Christina making some time for your boy on the podcast. Her and her hubby, James, they stay busy. So anytime I can get with Christina is always a good time. So definitely appreciate Christina making time to be on the podcast with your boy. And of course, I got to shout out my man, Big Cloud Gaming. Big Cloud Gaming was on the podcast about a month or two ago. We were talking about the next generation console. Big Cloud, obviously one of the gaming creators on YouTube. The dude keeps it real. He's pretty neutral about it. I mean, he's a Sony guy, but he keeps it pretty 100 about everything that's happening in gaming. So I appreciate my man Big Cloud Gaming being a guest on the podcast. And consequently, the next podcast I'm putting out on audio when I'm done here is the last podcast that I did before this one. And Big Cloud Gaming was on that podcast. He was a guest on there as I was talking about the Xbox Series X versus PS5. 1 month later. So that episode will be out right after I'm done here on the audio. So thank you to Big Cloud Gaming again for being a guest twice on the podcast. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. Andrew Mark David. What's up, man? What's going on, Andrew? I appreciate Andrew Mark David being on the podcast. My man's out west there, and he's out there in Vegas doing all sorts of laptop content. It was pretty cool having him on the podcast talking about different laptops and foldable devices and things like that. So again, shout out to my man Andrew Mark David for being on the podcast. Definitely got to do it again in 2021, man. So thank you so much. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. But if you made it this far, thank you guys. The last person I need to thank for the podcast and everything that's happened this year is all of you all. Everybody that's watching the podcast, everybody that listens to this podcast, I got to thank all of you all because without you all, this podcast wouldn't be nothing. It'd just be me talking to myself. I mean, technically it is, but you guys make it worth coming back each and every week because you guys always show up. So thank you for making 2020 a special year. I know it's been a trying year for a lot of us. I have done my best to try to give you guys an escape this year because 2020 has been kind of nutty. But you guys keep coming back. I live stream every day for a month. You guys were there. Sometime in the middle of the summer, I was live streaming every night for like 3 weeks straight podcasting, and you guys were there along the way, every step of the way. So, Vibe Nation, I appreciate you. I love you guys. Thank you so much for rocking out with me in 2020. The podcast will return in 2021, but I appreciate you guys rocking out. I love you all, and I love that you guys rock out me no matter what I'm doing on this channel, the main channel. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do. And I think I'm going to stop it here. Again, I appreciate you guys. I love you all. It has been an amazing 2020 for the podcast. It wouldn't be nothing without you guys. So seriously, thank you so much for making it special. Shout out to those of y'all listening on audio only. Thank you so much for an amazing year of Vibe Drive. Thank you guys for tuning in each and every time I drop an episode. I'm sorry it's been kind of sporadic lately, but you made it this far. This is the end. And I appreciate you guys listening each and every time I drop a podcast. The podcast will be back in 2021. So just be on the lookout. Your boy will be back, but this is it for 2020. Again, if you want to support or contribute to the podcast, there should be a Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. It is not required, but anything that you're willing to contribute, greatly, greatly appreciate it. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving a rating or review and help more people discover the show. Help us get back into the top 200 of tech podcasts. You don't have to, but it will be greatly appreciated and helpful if you could leave that rating or review if you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts. But seriously, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in and listening to another episode of Vibe Drive, and we will return in 2021. But until 2021, people, this your boy Viper, the man about tech. You know where to find me. No, come back for more.